Kwazwai, muri Zimbabwe. Eita, eita, yebo, mfaka zomuhle muri Zimbabwe. Ndino mkamshira nchongwa chedu chewe chidiki. Uhlelo The Connection lilami uMike Hove. Welcome, Zimbabwe Muhle to The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth-related. Today is Tuesday, the 8th of October, 2019, and Zimbabwe Muhle, I'm your host, Mike Hove. Once again, Zimbabwe Muhle, Mthwakazo Muhle, ndinomgamuchira nchirongwa chedu chave chidiki, uhlelo The Connection lilami uMike Hove. Namhlanje Zulukandaba is Tuesday the 8th of October 2019. Nathi nchirongwa muri Zimbabwe, tonight on The Connection, we're focusing on government's initiative to fix the economy using technology amongst other means. In his State of the Nation address last week, uMongameli Emmerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa, President Emmerson Mnangagwa, constantly brings up something he keeps referring to as Vision 2030. Now, for those that don't know what Vision 2030 is, Vision 2030 is a roadmap that has been set up or set aside by government to determine the nation's future. Now, according to President Emmerson Mnangagwa, he wants Zimbabwe to become a digital and knowledge-based economy. Let's see what President Mnangagwa had to say for himself.
Mr. Speaker, to promote trade and efforts, the modernization of the bank bridge border post and the bilateral negotiations on the establishment of one-stop border post in the Victoria Falls and bank bridge are ongoing. The introduction of smart technologies to speed up freight carriers at our post of entry will be speeded up. To curb malpractices in the fuel industry, government will soon roll out an electronic national fuel monitoring system. For the long term, a comprehensive national integrated energy resource plan is being developed by the Ministry. Mr. Speaker said, the modernization and rehabilitation of our infrastructure, in particular road networks, has resumed in earnest with noticeable progress across the country. Yes. Given that these are key enablers to our national economic revival as envisaged under Vision 2030. We are determined to leapfrog the quality of our infrastructure across the country. We are mindful that the Zimbabwe we all want, with opportunities and all, shall only be achieved through productivity, innovation, responsiveness, persistence, deliberate planning, and disciplined focus. We must therefore adequately prepare for the opportunities and challenges which are ahead of us. Our Vision 2030 envisages a Zimbabwe with a digital and knowledge-driven economy.
That was President Emmerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa delivering his State of the Nation address last week. Namhlanje kuhlelo we're focusing on indaba le eyokuthi ilizwe eZimbabwe, uhulumende weZimbabwe is looking to use imishini yangalezi nsuku, i-technology ukuze ithuthukise isimo somnotho elizweni, ukuze ilethe utshintsho. Libona ngani lokhu kulakho kufezeka na? President Emmerson Mnangagwa was talking about Zimbabwe becoming a knowledge and a technology driven based economy. Do you think that's possible? Is that even possible? Do we even have the infrastructure to support such an initiative? And Zimbabwe Muhle, Mthwakazo Muhle, when you join tonight's program, the big question I have for you, if you don't agree with President Emmerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa, is if you don't believe technology is the way to go for ilizwe leZimbabwe, ukuze kube lo tshintsho, so that there's change with regards to the current state of the economy, then what is the answer to Zimbabwe's current economic crisis? If you're looking to join us tonight on The Connection, you can text me on WhatsApp on +1202 465 0318. I repeat, +1202 465 0318. You can call me live on air on +1202 619 2077. +1202 619 2077. We're broadcasting live on radio on 909 medium wave frequency on 4930 njalo sikhona ku 15460 kilohertz ku short wave. Thokoza muhle Zimbabwe muhle. We're broadcasting live on the internet on our three web pages, those being www.voashana.com, www.voandevila.com. We're also live on www.voastudio7.com. For our Facebook fanatics, Thokoza muhle Zimbabwe muhle, we're streaming live on our three Facebook pages, VOA Shona, Tripoje Karipa, VOA Ndebele, Siasaraza, Nyempela, Bukatiletu, Ele VOA Studio 7. Saka namchila upinda mchirongwa, msakanga nukunyora ma comments, kuisa ma hearts, linga kotupela ugushare ushelo, uguze sivugele ushelo letu, loba sakulayo, ngobune ngebetu. Magatira chirongwa chedicheve chidiki, chirongwa The Connection, and I'm your host, Mike Hove.
Heita, 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 hola, ndeipiko, hamazangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Tanki, 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 abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +1202 465 0318. To converse with me, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is at BigMike3, BigMyke3.
At BigMike3 is the username on Twitter and Instagram. Thokoza muhle Zimbabwe muhle. If you're looking to converse with me, you'll be able to catch me on Twitter and Instagram after the hour. However, Thokoza muhle Zimbabwe muhle as usual for the next hour. Lilako ngikhuma lapha emakhasini ethu amathathu, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, njalo ku VOA Ndebele. So lingakhohlwa ukuthi bhalani imibono yenu, nyora inumber kuyithola ukuthi tikuphindze emchirongwa. Kana mhlawumbe uphinda emchirongwa, you can call me live on air on +1202 619 2077. Mukwanisa zvekare kundifondera live parunari. Once again, Zimbabwe muhle, welcome to The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. Namhlanje kuhlelo nasi mchirongwa tikubata nyaya yekuti mutungamiriri wenyika va Emmerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa is focusing vari kuti aiwa nyika yeZimbabwe yasvika pane divi rekuti isu senyika we start embracing technology as a means towards fixing the economy. Earlier on, if you're joining us right now, you just missed a video of President Emmerson Mnangagwa talking about it last week during when he was delivering the State of the Nation address. A city high, Ilizwe should now start embracing the technology. He touched on the current state of the fuel situation. A city Ilizwe letu, he looks with uhulumende wakhe ngempela looks towards using technology towards fixing the fuel crisis. Uphinde waphatha udaba mayelana the road situation elizweni. What hayi ngempela they're going to use roads. He also touched on the hospital situation. He also touched on Vision 2030. Abantu abasakhulayo, Vision 2030 is all about you njengentsha elizweni. Esithi hayi ngempela he's looking to have Ilizwe leZimbabwe become a knowledge and technology driven based economy. So asiboneni ukuthi abantu bathini ngempela emakhasini ethu amathathu kukhasi lethu le VOA Studio 7. Abantu have already started writing imibono yabo ngempela, and thank you so much wonke umuntu ongenayo kuhlelo. U-Elvis waze wafaka inombolo wathi yimi unumber 1, waphinda wathi maswara say apo aiwatili bom koma Elvis zviri kufambere kwamuri ikoko. Usabelo put his number ngempela, Sabelo sakuthinta tichakufonderai kuti mpinde muchirongwa. Godwin waze wathi that will never be achieved considering that he can't fix the ZESA issues coupled with data charges. I look forward to hearing more from my guests as we're going to explore all these things. So thank you so much for your opinion there, Godwin. I hope you call in so that we hear more about what you have to say. Utatenda wati read nice. Upinda wati tell mnanga kwa to read nice. Aywa mkume tatenda tulutenda nubondre. Umoken zimiri wati from Botswana. Tumelang puti moken. Abubakar Sayuti from Nigeria. How is Nigeria? How de body my brother. Ulaison wati Botswana Khaberon City. Dumelang buti Leison u Abubakar upindo wapa lumbo na wakawati from Abuja, capital city of Nigeria. U Aditamu wazo wafagil nombolo u Amos Ngonye uti linjan bagiti watching from Balfour Park, South Africa, Gunjane Koli. So mtawazo mwote Zimbabwe mwote, let me move over to my first guest joining me live at Tungweni. He's back in Zimbabwe, umnumzana u Vusi Musi Mkwanans. Vusi, skipan budi.
Hi, nyapila linjan.
I'm good. Welcome back to the program. It's been a long time, man.
Yeah, thank you.
Good to be back. So, Vusi, the last time we had a conversation, for those that don't know, you were here on the Mandela Washington Fellowship, and you were talking about how you have your startup company. It's a tech startup, and you were looking to launch simultaneously in different countries at the same time. Now, fast forward a couple of months later, President Emmerson Mnangagwa is talking about Vision 2030. He's talking about the country becoming a technology and knowledge-based economy. As young people who are within the startup world, and especially focus who work in Zimbabwe, how are you guys taking in such sentiments? The government is looking towards, I guess, placing focus on people like yourselves.
Well, thank you for the opportunity and question. I think it's a good draft to focus on technology. I think it's a way to leapfrog. If it goes beyond just a lift service, but I think it's a good grant. I think it's doable and very possible.
Mm. Now, I was reading my comments earlier on, and one of the comments, I guess, he basically took the words out of my mouth. He said, yeah, now, Uhulumende, right now, as a nation, we're facing so many different challenges, ranging from, you know, the fuel crisis through to the electricity crisis and so forth. How do you then encounter something like that and still focus on having a technology-driven economy? Is that even possible?
Well, like, as an entrepreneur, I always believe that everything is possible. I think as a tech entrepreneur, I personally think that it's very possible to leapfrog and take advantage of technology. I mean, we are doing it, but I think it goes beyond. I think if we have a good environment, at times as young startup entrepreneurs, we do not necessarily. I know the number one thing that people always want to say is capital, but I think that one of the most important things is to create a good enabling environment that then allows startups to thrive. If you look at right now, we have a high challenge of cost of data at the moment. It's something that you can't ignore as an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. If you look at the recent Portras reports, you see that the data usage is going a little bit lower in the country. But I still think that it's very possible. But at the moment, there are a lot of moving parts. There's a big challenge, but it's very doable.
So, Manje, what's the Gungwa Mumlomo Vusi and Tatum Lalili, and then I'll come back to you on it.
Zimbabwe Moshe,
that was a young entrepreneur. He's a tech entrepreneur who functions in Zimbabwe. So like, he's also feeling the pinch when you talk about Utabalo Kesi, the fuel situation, the economic situation. He also feels the pinch, but Uti, it's possible. As is when Uti umlalili yena Uti in Utabalo Kone Kutwini. Kola mterere arupina mjirongwa, ndena aripaopar naring bano kone kutwini. Mlalili, hello.
Hello?
Yes, Papa Unjan.
Rosimba Makadivo.
Aywa, Tiripa, Arpar Nari Apundian.
Di Joseph Msipa, Andriku South Africa, ku Porokwani.
Vam Sipa, Zuru Fambe.
Ah, Zuru Nyanisa.
Saka vamusipa ndimi kamuri kutifonera muri ku South Africa. Hanzi nemutungamiriri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa takuda kugadzirisa upfumi hwenyika tichishandisa technology kuitira kuti tirevitalize maindustry arimo aya aparara sezvo mamiriro akaita upfumi hwenyika pari zvino zvina zvina kumira zvakanaka. Imoti ine maondoro awa.
Matauriro avo haana kushata asi dambudziko ririmo rinofanira kuti ritange ragadzirisika nyaya yemari. Teknoloji dzacho dzinozongoshanda nemabhondi here nekuti nyaya yekunyaya kunesa inyaya yemari, mari yacho ine bhodha. Saka nyaya yemabhondi ndo nyaya yakaoma. Ndo nyaya inotoita kuti zvinhu zvisatombonaka zvachose nekuti nyaya mari yemabhondi hapana munhu unoda bhondi nokuti nyange vakati it's open for business. Teknoloji dzese dzavanotaura zvokungomisa vanhu izvo hazvigoni kuti zvishande nenyaya yekuti hapana mari, hapana munhu angasumuka kubva kure kure achiinda kunoita business vanoziva kuti hakuna mari. Kana azobata mari iyoyo yemabhondi anozoenda kupi nayo? Ndodambudziko hombe riripo, ngavagadzirise nyaya yemari. Pawanikwe mari isina bhodha inoti kana yango munhu ari muno muSouth Africa akada kunoita business kuZimbabwe asafunga zvokuti hakuna mari, asafunga matambudziko ese aripo ekukura kwezvinhu, kwefueri, kukwira kwetransport, maschool fees, chikafu, inhau yemari. Mari yavanoti mari haisi mari, ibepa, ine bhodha, hapana munhu otomboda mari iyoyo. Saka ngavaone dzimwe nzira dzokuti vangaisa randi kana kuti vogadzirisa mari inorerukira vanhu vese. Handisati ndambonzwa kuti nyaya yerandi yakamira sei, kuti chii chinotarisa kuti randi vanhu vamboritira muZimbabwe.
Aiwa, takunzwa zvakanaka mukoma Joseph, tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongo. Handisi
tinotenda.
Right, Zimbabwe mohleli yamuzwa umnumzana Joseph uti no money, no investment, no attraction, uti ilizwe should fix the issue of money first before anything. Goto uti haingempela umbono kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa, it's a good vision. Asizo inu uti yena uvusi uti no double connect win. Mkwananzi, usta connect win. Mkwananzi. Vusumuzi. Vusumuzi mkwananzi, usa connect mweni na?
Okay.
Right. Vusu umzwilu mlaleli uti ngombo na waki. Mkwananzi. Angona ngani uvusi yena. Line yake yashupa namhla. So, asibone ni uti abantu batine makasini yetu, kukasini yetu ele VOA Shona, upatrisha uti Masura Sei, watching from Johannesburg, kuriseiko ku Johannesburg. Link advisor number yake, ya kufonera, aiwa mkoma link ad tinotenda zukuru, manzuwa mkoma Joseph Bambu, wana mkana wakupinda, saka nemi otisha kufonera, kutura kutumuano, mkana wengi wakupinda. Titus Mukucha. Yeah, Titus Mukucha. Hanzi, good evening Studio 7, watching you Harare State House. Kuriseko kwa Harare uko. Carrington, aruti, reforms first, reforms, meaningful reforms before anything. Pati mkoba Carrington, chukuzeo kuti maondreng nde api. Wongu muruta anezo ma reforms asi mungati technology ino kwanisa ere kusimu zira upumi wenyika. Manex, aruti, connected from DRC na Katanga Province. Kuriseko DRC, gunja ne DRC poti. Ulinen uti tumelang bafetsu, tumelang lenang, okai, na keshap, wanukai. Umanex upindo wati, tell Zanu PF, they must just resign all of them. Christopher upindo wati, good evening, watching from South Africa, gunja nikole South Africa, mnumza na Christopher. Anyway, chingwada, aruti Masura Sei. Simeon Banda, na yo aruti Masura Sei. Aiwa, nyairi mumchironga, nasi mainzo wa hurumende yeku Zimbabwe, mtungamiru wenyika, Emmerson Mnangagwa Mnangagwa is saying uguti, he's looking towards making Zimbabwe an knowledge and technology driven based economy. Lina nigitini, ngotavulu kone kutwini, ngena nguselo mtawaza mwushe, abafusu ngena nguselo, you can text me live on +12024650318, you can also call me live at Tungweni on +12024650718. So, Zimbabwe Mushe, let me move over to my second guest whilst we try to get Umnumzana Ufusumuzi Mkwananzi back on the line. Arupinda Pachirongwa, Diva Nikros Kajengo. Nikros is a development practitioner. He's also worked with the government itself. Vaka Jengo, welcome, welcome, Nechirongo chedu mnukomu.
Thank you very much. Greetings to you all listeners.
Saka taataka wato kumirira ivanhu, wato tanga wato aiwa, hurumende nifara kutanga ya zvikadzirisa first, before they start trying to implement things such as using technology to fix the economy. Tudzewo maundere nyu ipapo.
Yeah, panyaya technology, to be frank enough, the priority government. Because it's nyaya biriro, nyaya technology, zvinhu zvinofamba dzakaitwa ebrugo. That is the Nobel Constitution, Chapter 2, Section. Section 1,
Line yenyu inenge iri kunetsa vaka Jengo. Are you able to move around for a bit to see if we can fix that? Vaka Jengo muchiripo parunare. Hai, Zimbabwe namhlanje kanyanga namafona yahlupa. It's hard to say technology would work when the lines aren't even working. But let's try to get umnumzana Unicross Kachengo back on the line and hear ukuthi yena uthi ngodabule khona ekhotweni. But he had just started explaining esithi ngombono wakhe ngempela, you know, government's initiative is such a good thing ngenxa wathi ngeshona hanzi ibhande nebhurugwa, same fanana uspinach lopopai, kuthiwa hayi ngempela kuyahambelana. Lina lithini ngodabule khona ekhotweni? Kukhasi lethu yele VOA Studio 7, abantu bayabhala imibono yenu ngempela. Uvusimuzi Ndlovu uthi hello Big M, watching you from London. How's London there, mate? URashford waze wafaka inombolo yakhe uthi ufuna ukungena kuhlelo praRashford shakufone drive tuona ukuthi mokwanisa kuphinda yele. Tough Take Visa nayo namba yakhe. Sikumbuso unjani? Sikumbuso unjani Alexandra? Layson Visa namba yakhe. Uwele Botswana, tumelani Layson, rizofonela. Emos Ngwenya uthi linjani bakithi, watching you from Balfour Park, South Africa. Ngiyezwa ukuthi ngilomlaleli, do we have a call on the line? Not yet. Asiboneni ukuthi abantu bathini. Uvusi Muzi Mkwananzi usakhona ecingweni na. Vusi, are you back on the line? It looks like Vusi is not back on the line. All right. Zimbabwe Muhle, so it's just you and I. So anyway, as I was saying, Ntsakazo Muhle, Zimbabwe Muhle, earlier on in a video that we played of our President Emmerson Lamuzo Mnangagwa, he was touching on several different facets. And amongst them, of course, let me actually read what he was talking about. Amongst those facets, he was talking about how he's looking towards bringing in technology towards uplifting the current situation when we're talking about economics, and of course revitalizing different sectors in Zimbabwe, amongst them being the hospital situation. As we all know right now, the doctors are all on strike. Of course, it's a payment issue, but initially when it started off, it was a utensils issue. They were saying, "Uthi bona, hi, they are now incapacitated with regards to one abalai imishini yokusebenzisa ukuthi basize abantu." Uthi hi, isimo in the hospitals in Israel is not a good thing. Ngiyazukuthi Unicross is back on the line. Let's try him one more time. Vaka Jengo, are you back on the line?
Yes, ndiripo.
All right. Early on, we had lost you parunare. Mamchitaura mchitudzawo kuti nemaonde enyu, bande nebrug, technology ne governance.
Yes. We are talking about development. Technology is certainly is a bridge, is a panacea towards national development. So I'm thinking in terms of the Nobel Constitution, Amendment number 28 of 2013, Chapter 2, Section 13, Subsection 1, BNSC, it is very clear about the technology. And it is the agriculture, the industry, the technology, the pharmacy, the e-dodge, the bank, so now the technology will be forefront in terms of government vision, of course, in line with vision 2030 and in line with the TSP.
Saka, Zino, as you're saying, it's in line with the constitution and so forth. One of the most important questions that everybody keeps asking is does Zimbabwe have the infrastructure to implement such things?
Actually, infrastructure is a broader term. Here we are referring to either my roads, the electricity, the ICT or communications, the madam. Of course, but in terms of our infrastructure setup, Zimbabwe is one of the countries in the region, in South Africa, as a whole, with the best infrastructure. It's only what's lacking behind. Yeah, probably a maintenance one way or the other. But mm-hmm. our infrastructure are good. Take, for example, if you look at a city of Harare or a city of Blawas, if you look at the, you know, the buildings in particular, compare and contrast with some countries, even Zambia, Malawi, or Tanzania, you agree with me, Mabelo, that in terms of infrastructure, not the Kipambeli, at the moment that there is a dual system, it's a clear reflection of the simple fact that there is an improvement in terms of infrastructure. It's at the priority of government.
Mm-hmm. Now, as we move forward, pane vamwe vateererwa mbopinda muchirongwa vaka highlighta zvinhu zvakasiyana siyana. Ivo vari kuti zvechokwadi vanobvumirana nemuondoro ava Mnangagwa mutungamiriri wenyika. Asi vari kuti nyaya iripo ndeyekuti nyaya yemari inotanga yagadziriswa, nekuti one of the things for them to for Zimbabwe to get to a certain point whereby technology is something that's now driving the economy, we need investments. Asi vari kuti hanzi bond racho iri pache zvavo, mari yemunyika haisi attractive kune vanhu vekunze. Mungati nazvo izvozvo?
Yeah, I'm sure kana pano vanyatsotevera masemba raita ikonomi yedu, mukatarisa tichipinda munew dispensation, government yakava neapproach yekuti let's use more current, zvichireva kuti US iranga ichishanda, local yedu iranga ichishanda. But panoita nyaya yeabuse, devava kukova kuti black market yedu inoita follow the government principle, the government rules and regulations, in particular monetary and financial laws. It's not bad here. So I'm going to pace that affects the government in terms of our financial management. When we want to see where we do the government, it is very clear. But now, when we have to do the Ghana, we need to see that pace is going to be a woman who is going to be a woman who is going to be a woman who is going to be a woman. Otherwise, to put it this way, we will remain the But in the Mari are very clear. Take, for example, it's Kikuti. Kikara Kikuti, Kananani, Nyaye Mari. Let's not use or trade in hard currency like US. So, Kurukuti, Kikuti, Kakasa Ushanda, Nimari, Inochete, obviously, but not competition, Nimari and Ushandisko. So, we don't know Koku, no Kurita with Mari, which has value because black market. Don't need to control the entire system. So we are saying, let's run away from the black market to the normal system.
All right, Waka Jengo, the guy in Bukbata Ipam Roman Torum Terry, and then I'll come back to you on this. All right, Zimbabwe Omuse, I have my second caller, Ongenai Wushelo, Namshanje Wushelo, The Connection. Arupi Namchronga, Kola Kola Mlaleli, Usungenele Wushelo, The Connection, Magadien.
Hello?
Yes, Papa Unjani.
Yes, Papa Unjani.
Yes, Papa Unjani. Yes, Papa Unjani. Anguzi, putu, kwenye lutu chete kangani ngenwa uti inetu tifanya ngani ya tupu?
Yeah, I got on ya guza jani.
Okay, right. Utavulu kone kutu inu baba uluzu hile. Umongameli Emerson Mnangagwa is talking about using imichina yanga lezi nsugu. Ukuze balungise isimo somnotho elizweni esiloku siqhubekela phambili sikukudeka. Ubona ngani lokhu lakho kufezeka na?
Khona mangibuka nje kungathi uyiqala ngaphezulu, bekufanele nje aqala alungise isimo sezepolitiki esikhona lapha ekhaya. Ngoba isimo sepolitiki angeke agijimise izinto ezimbili ngesikhathi esiyi-one. Akaqale alungise isimo sonke umuntu amamukele njengo-president. Ayenze okuqondile okuthandwa ngabantu ukuze akhone ukuqhubekisa indlela ye-technology. Ya, ngoba indlela ye-technology izosebenza uma ngabe bonke abantu bebambisana bezwana njalo kuzo zonke ingatsha zisebenzisana ngokuzwana. Ukuze yamukeleke ebantwini omunye nomunye, ngoba lelalizwe lilizwe ebelinomnotho omkhulu kakhulu. Kungawukuthi masibuka njengamanje njengoba sikulesi simo, kufanele ukuba ngase sikude kakhulu kunamanye amazwe. Kodwa silibele silokhu sibambana ngezandla silwa sibikele ukuthi ngabe sikhuphule kudala lo mnotho lo ne-technology yethu ngabe iphezulu ukudlula amanye amazwe. Ya, kodwa kuchitha isikhathi esiningi sikhuluma ezepolitiki ekubeni ngabe siyalithuthukisa sakhane ibisingakhe nelizwe leli likhona ukuqhubeka lela phambili.
So wena baba uthi ngombono wakho ubona ngani until indaba yepolitiki ilungiswe ngeke siqhubekele phambili njengelesi
pretty much kuba ukuthi i-technology singayi-implementa khona manje isase premature leyo stage leyo ngoba kwamanje abantu balambile abantu abanamali uyayibona lento leyo so kumele sihambe nge-stage by stage singayi phezulu kakhulu siye lokho okuhluphayo kumanje abantu bayafa abantu bayagula ebedlela.
Hayi siyazisana. Hayi siyazisana baba ngiyakuzwa ngempela ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlela.
Ngiyabonga nami.
All right, Zimbabwe Mushi, that was one of our callers who came into the program today and he said, you know what, technology is a good way to go. However, before President Emmerson Mnangagwa starts talking about technology, he needs to fix the political situation in the country. Uthi hayi ngombono wakhe, in his opinion, ngiyaye ukuthi politics hanzi nokuthi awasi kugamuchirwa semtsungamiriro wenyika nemunhu wese ari munyika. There's already a problem there. And until vagamuchirwa nemunhu wese ari munyika semtsungamiriro wenyika hanzi ngiyaye mamiriro akaita upfumi hwenyika, there is no, I guess, clear future towards that one. Lithini ngodabula khona egudwini umthwakazi omuhle Zimbabwe omuhle abafisa ukungena kuhlelo lakho ungixhuma ecingweni lakho ungifonela kunombolo ezithi +12026192077 namba izwekale +12026192077 kamtshela undifonela kwitho mpinde mtshirongwa mokwanisa zwekale kundinyorera message pa WhatsApp panamba dzinoti +12026 465 0318. But I hear Umunumzana Uvusi Muzi Mkwananzi is back on the line. In network lamhlanje ikhanya ngani yahlupha. Earlier on it was Vusi, then it was Nicholas. Now Uvusi is back on the line. Vusi, usakhona ecingweni na?
Yes.
Right. All right. So a lot has transpired since we lost you on the line. We had one of a gentleman, another of our guests that's on the line, Umunumzana Nicholas Kajengo. Yeah, he's worked with government before and so forth. And Uthi, you know, umbono kaMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa was a good vision. And it's possible for it to come true. But there's a lot of callers that have come in and they've talked about the issue of Mali. But see, until the money has been fixed, we cannot attract investment. Because I'm sure, as you would know, technology for it to boom and for the economy to grow, investment is needed. Now, another caller just came in and was talking about the political situation. He was saying, Uze, Lilungi, isimo somnotho elizweni. You need to fix the elephant in the room, which is the political situation. When are we not in that?
Okay, thank you. Okay, I think you know, everybody has a valid opinion, but also there is a window of opportunity. There is a window of opportunity. A challenge. I think the biggest challenge that we have is that, as young entrepreneurs, we should also not only build businesses with only a focus on Zimbabwe alone. We need to build a business with a focus on Africa and the region. So there's also a big challenge on just building a business for Zimbabwe only. We need to build a business with a trust of that we are focusing on the whole of Africa or even the world. Because if we do that, We then attract a more lucrative investment, and we take advantage of technology. That's one. And then the second thing is, yes, there are a lot of challenges right now in the country, but there are also opportunities. As big businesses or yesteryear businesses fold, there are also opportunities for young entrepreneurs or for any entrepreneur who wants to leverage technology to take advantage of the situation. So there are two thrusts to it. While it's, of course, we would like to ask the leaders to create a better business environment that allows us to thrive. But then we're also not blind to the fact that there can be opportunities that we can go for. There can be opportunities that we can leverage and take the continent forward. But Yeah, so that's my opinion, that we could take the country forward. But everybody has to come to party. There are problems that we can use technology to solve. And then we also, of course, rightfully other speakers pointed out, we need a good business operating environment.
Mm-hmm. Now, Vusi, you work across the African continent. Earlier on, I was telling my colleagues, less than 48 hours ago, Rwanda was all over the news talking about how they've built Africa's first made smartphone that has been, using African software and so forth and so forth. Now, if Rwanda can make sure that the economy is functional based on technology, the big question is, why can Zimbabwe not do that?
Well, you would understand one very interesting thing. So we all came, like, for instance, from the Mandela Fellowship. So one of the things, for example, that Rwandan government did was the president, he had a reception and they sat down with the different fellows from there and engaged them. All the youth going forward. That's like just giving you an example on how different the world is. I can also tell you that right now we are building a company that's operating across 10 African countries with different young people across Africa. But then you find that the support that they get compared to the support that we get, like for instance, sometimes we are not even asking for capital. We're just saying, give us the environment, give us the runway. We know how it's done. We can make things work if we are given an opportunity to use our skills to better the country.
Mm-hmm. Hayi, ngiyakuzwa futhi ukuthi ngikubambe umlomo kancane ebhuti, ngithatha umlaleli ethinga ukuthi mthereri anothi yini enyayathi nayo umtshirongwa naso. Ari uphinda mtshirongwa kugolakhola mthereri okhona ecingweni ngibani?
Hello?
Yeah, kholakhola hello.
Makadi.
Tripo makadi enyi mkoma.
Tindlame.
Ari pari nari ndiyani?
Ndi mkoma Jacha.
Ba Jacha. Muri kutifonera muri kupi ko?
Ndiri pa Bikita papa Mazungunye.
Aiwa, ku Bikita uko. Saka ba Jacha nyaya tinayo nasi mchurongwa, mtungamiriro wenyika va Emmerson Mnangagwa. Vati vakugadzirisa mamiriro akaita upfumi hwenyika vachishandisa technology. Mungati ina zvizvo.
Iya, ichokwadi havanga koni kutaura. Asi hey, tade problem pamera nemataure ya emkuru wedu.
Problem iri papi nai mgo.
Mukuru wedu ari kugara, nisekuti tingangoti kubvira pavakatanga kupinda muchigaro. Munhu aingo promisa. Takambozva vachiti 90 days chete ndodzakanaka kuti mutoona kuti uchino mukanga. But hey, hatina chatakaona. Api, saka ikozvo hatikati vari wrong, vari right, but hey, isu taneta.
Saka zvino, saka muri kubvuma here, muri kuti vane masimba ekugadzirisa upfumi hwenyika here?
Havatorira totally zero.
Saka zvino toigadzirisa senyaya yacho.
Tichitode vachitobva totovaudza kuti zveshuwa zvamuri kutaura muri kutaura isi hatitozvinzwi nekuti mapromises enyu awanda. Devanga vatogona kutaura kuti shuwa tavapa chinhano chokuti kuda kana kuti vagona kuzoredzana ne opposite party yavanokukidzana nayo. Tapo kuti taredzana kuti tisike pakati pakutaurirana. Taiti hei akuda taitouchira maoko kana pano pendiri ndaiuchira.
Aiwa takunzwa vajacha. Tipeiwo maonero enyu mazenyu ekupedzisira nhasi mutirongo.
Ya ndaingo ini handichina maonero api hei ndinongokurudzira kuti dei kana vachinzwa zveshuwa devanga vangogona kuti vaone ikonomi iri kudzidza. Devangogonawo kuti semukuru nokuti hatina umwe watinochemera. Tingochemerawo devangogonawo kuti zveshuwa vaite mamwe maonero akasiyana avana awawa vagone kuitawo zvinoita kuti tirarame zviri nani.
Aiwa takunzwa zvakanaka vajacha, tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa.
zvishuwa musai chengetewo namba dzangu ndaane nguva yakareba chitsaya kufonderai but hei zviri kuramba
aiwa musatye baba musatye chirongwa ndechenyu chokudzosai next week handisi
handiti za
hongu hongu baba tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Alright, Zimbabwe Mosho, that was Umnumzana Uchacha. He seemed to bring about a point that came about last week, and it's here again. I'm hoping Uguti and Umnumzana Unikros Kachengo will be able to answer to that. But see, Umongameli Emerson Ndamuzo Mnangagwa does too much chitty-chitty, too much talk, but no action. Goto asizwe abantu emakhasini yetu ku VOA Studio 7 abantu are writing so many lucrative contributions. Thank you. Kulomnumzana Tatenda Mutungama uthi the missing link is value addition in mining. If however the technology comes assembled and there is no primary manufacturing, the engine will never start. Hence reforms, ease of doing business, job creation, transparency and investment attraction is available. Uneli Simpson uthi, I am live streaming from Malaysia. How's Malaysia, Nelly? Uthi, you should bring that guy called Muntan Kakuda Kwashe more often. I enjoy his contributions, though he is too biased towards government. All right, I'll speak to Ukuda. And then he continues to say, about your topic today, I think new technologies reduce the price of goods and services to which they are applied. They also lead to the creation of newer products. However, it reduces employment, and Zim is not ready as yet. They should focus on production, then technology later. South Africa, yes, but Zim? No, no, no. Utaftek uti, the nature of two items, knowledge and technology, is such that not divorce them from development, but the issue here is not whether or not we need them, but whether or not it will work. Someone will understand why I'm laughing. The fundamentals necessary for the framework are, and in my view, impossible to attain. U3 Dube, which the government has to fix the money crisis first. Root out corruption. Believe you me, no one will tour the world wasting little money that the country has in the name of sanctions. All right, we appreciate your contributions. Thank you so much. If you're looking to call us, you can call us on +1 302 619 2077. Let's get Umnumzana Unikros Kajengo to respond to some of the things that people have said. Vakajengo, mchiripo parinare.
Mchiripo parinare.
Right, there was a mouthful of a lot of things that came by. The first issue at hand is, I guess we'll start off from the caller who was talking about we need to fix the political situation in the country before addressing anything else. As a young person who has worked with government and still works with government, how would you take that? What do you have to say about that?
Thank you very much. First and foremost, I want to make very clear that the environment in Zimbabwe in terms of promoting infrastructure, in terms of promoting ICT, in terms of national development is very, should I say, is conducive for that. Why? Because first and foremost, it has to be very clear that Zimbabwe is a democratic country and the cities are upon or on what we call good governance. Church, to maintain my principles, and go on and it's the president, really. 10 principles. My principles are 10. Minuesa are Munika, Minuesa Kuyangarbun, the going Nika. And that's to Akinika, as I tell my principles, 10. And I analyze as a development practitioner. Church, the principle of participation, whereby one of our ambitions, like what we are doing here, it's a very important principle. You see, Munan is called Jimmy Akin, and it's a good principle of participation. You have the transparency. You know, I'm thinking of the world. Jimmy's mother is really very clear, very transparent, and everything is made. And I couldn't be in Nangaka, is above board. Also, another principle of effectiveness and efficiency. You know, our government is very effective and very efficient in terms of addressing some of the challenges being experienced by our own people. Also, there is rule of law in Zimbabwe. As I mentioned, the issue of democracy, it's a democratic state. Whereby people are, you know, you can have power as even to be a critic. It's allowed. Zimbabwe is a very democratic. We have the accountability, the national power of transparency, no corruption, no remedy. We have the coherence, the responsiveness, integration, and interconnection. These are the only principles and lessons that we must take advantage of, because our own president, the incoming president, that's why he has these 10 principles.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Jengo, I have a call on the line, but I have one question for you before I move over to the caller. You mentioned, you said a lot about President Emmerson Mnangagwa. However, something similar seems to come about from my discussion last week. And it seems as though people feel as though Mthungameli Ruenyika, he's said a lot of things that are promising. Since he's taken, the reins of being president, and this is, I'm talking back to the time whereby former President Robert Mugabe was removed. They feel as though President Mnangagwa, too many promises, however, the delivery is on zero. Mungati na Jesus.
Okay, my opinion is, one, Chukutanga, let's show an example of the change of development, as it goes overnight. Mnangagwa was in a month since 2017, because in 2019, I think 3 years, that Mugatari Sanika, 193 under the United Nations. The Gaseta attached my 8 Millennium Development Goals, was just achieved within 15 years, 193 countries, including America, Britain, and France, including Nature, Zimbabwe, and other African countries. But of course, Zumetara achieved Zumetara Kaka within 10 years. And right now, Gaseta achieved my Sustainable Development Goals up to 2030. From 2015, how many have been achieved globally? So, development are it overnight. One number by Chinese level based. And remember, there are some forces that are a cause of concern. And as far as these predicaments are concerned, here we know many of my illegal sanctions are related with you. We can with you, one of my bilateral, you know, trade. We have the same thing as the import and exporter. So, what is it? Last week, we sent the Papua New Guinea diamonds, where we tried to sell our diamonds to USA, but America, U.S.T.C.U. has not tendered my diamonds any, which is very clear reflection of the symbol set that those Indians are a cause of concern in terms of our development endeavors, in terms of the vision of his destiny, Congress is in Nangago.
Mm-hmm. I want to talk to Vaka Jengo, the guy in the Torem Tereri, and then I'll come back to you. So, mlaleli Zulu Gandaba, mthwakazo muhle namhlanje kuhlelo ngiyayirimo mgango murkwinzwa hansi na President Emmerson Ndambuzo Mnangagwa. We want to turn Zimbabwe into a technology and knowledge driven based economy. Let's see what the caller has to say. Kola mtereri arupinda mchirongwa ndiani. Muhle ariparu nani ndiani?
Mkoma Gaddafi.
Mkoma Gaddafi, zirufambe.
Zirufambe, kuri seko.
Bobo, please, musati muri kutifonera muri ku Afghanistan.
Ndiri mupalavurwa,
South Africa. Aiwa, tinokugamuchirai muchirongwa Mkoma Gaddafi. Nyaya iri mugango mainzwa Mukoma, nhasi hanzi nemutungamiriri wenyika. We want Zimbabwe to turn into a knowledge and technology driven based economy. Mungati nazvo izvozvo.
So,
I was a kunzo. I'm coming Gaddafi. It's not enough. Couldn't open up Chirongo and this. Mm-hmm. Zimbabwe. That was Umnumzana Gaddafi, one of our callers calling us there. Yena, Uti. Hi. Ilizwele Zimbabwe. Into Kala, he seems to be hammering at the same thing as Akamthembi uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa. Now we had one of a person that we were supposed to call uMnumzana uPrisky Ncube. What do he wrote umbono wakhe go WhatsApp? uPrisky Uti. So we start with politics. When politics is done, with all is well, then we start on devolution. Point two. Upinde wathi, mind you, Bulawayo industry specifically didn't deteriorate now. When the whole country experienced this problem, it started way back then, where industries were relocating to Harare due to a number of reasons. He then says, we talk about 2013, if he's not mistaken, with the Kasukuere policy, that a 51% local ownership indigenization policy, that one was the last nail in the coffin for Bulawayo industries and under industries nationwide. Hayi, siyabonga ngombono wakho Prisky Ncube. Ngilethemba lokuthi uproducer wami uza kufonela ukuze sizwe okuningi ngodaba olukhona egodweni. Ngempela, ngempela, lo ngumbono kamnumzana uPrisky Ncube, omunye ongisakhulayo, ophila ngale kontuthu siyathunqa kobulawayo. Asizweni ukuthi uVusi yena uthini ngombono wabantu. Mkwananzi, are you still on the line? Vusi?
Yes, I'm still on the line.
Okay. So a lot of people have come and said a lot of things. You are the tech, you're the guys who end up pumping the money into this tech industry in the country. A lot of people feel as though when they're talking about investments and so forth, it seems as though the theme is that the president, as much as he's promised people these things, a lot of the times he's promised a lot of things and he hasn't delivered. How do you guys as young tech people then take it upon yourselves to make sure that you can either A, hold them accountable, or B, create the difference without government interaction?
Okay, so thank you. So firstly, some of the things, of course, that they are my other fellow guest speaker are saying, are just a bare minimum, you know. To express yourself freely, it's a bare minimum in today's world. Mm-hmm. In creating a good environment for business, it's a bare minimum. We're talking about a competitive edge. I think that is a lot that can be done to give entrepreneurs or tech entrepreneurs from the country a competitive edge that goes further than the minimum. It's good to have good policies. It's good to have good strategies. But it's like the... We're not yet coming up with a very good competitive edge, that's one. And then the second thing, what I'll say to any other tech entrepreneur, any entrepreneur for that matter, is that at the end of the day, if you build something and it works, it solves somebody's problem, it provides for a need, and you can get somebody to pay for it, you have your first investor who is your customer. I think the second thing is our problems in Africa are the same. I think the biggest, I would still say this, the biggest challenge that we have is that we are continuously thinking of only building for Zimbabwe. Like, for example, when I'm building my business right now, I'm not only building for Zimbabwe. I'm already building for Zambia. I'm building for South Africa. Simultaneous, that's the beauty of technology. The problem is when you build once, you can build for the rest of Africa. But we need also to have this competitive edge. We need to sit down with our leaders and say, what can give us a competitive edge? Because at the moment, when you are coming in from Zimbabwe, you don't have that much competitive edge when you compare to Rwanda, if I was to borrow the example that you shared earlier on.
Mm-hmm. Hayi, ngiyakuzwa futhi umuzi, ngicela ubambe kancane ecingweni, ngithathe umlaleli and then I'll come back to you, angithi. Right, Zimbabwe muhle. I see a lot of more comments are coming in. Tatenda arikunyura kuti hanzi kikiki tongoterera zvataura tichangoona 2030 yacho kikiki arikufanira kuseka. Rashford is writing arikuti hazviite. Do we have the infrastructure that supports technology in Zimbabwe first? Do the foundation by building infrastructure, it will create employment. Also, technology will not solve the employment crisis in Zimbabwe for now. Farming and mining will take the country forward, and ED must first engage with us Zimbabweans, then invest later. Confidence starts with us, not foreign investors. ED must stop to harass his own people. Longumbono kaMnumzana Rashford Pangs. I was reading some of his comments early on, but let's get him onto the program so that he can elaborate more. Prisky, u connecting one put.
Ngikhona mina
ngiyaphila wena njani? Now, you were talking a lot about the Vlaari Industries as an example. Would this be a very similar circumstance?
Come on.
I was saying, Wuti, early on in the message that you sent me that I read out on air, you were talking a lot about the Vlaari Industries and where everything went wrong. Now, here we have President Emmerson Mnangagwa coming here saying, you know what, we're looking to have technology in order to revitalize a lot of economies, a lot of industries, Bulawayo included. Do you feel as though that's him taking the country in the right direction? And if not, how do you then fix it?
All right, maybe. First thing is very dramatic. Of course, we can talk of industries.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe we have to answer the million-dollar question is, where did we go wrong as a country?
Mm-hmm.
Why are we here where we are?
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing in Zimbabwe is not an issue of maybe economy, but the first thing is we solve politics first, then we move to the next step, then we talk about the economy.
Mm-hmm.
So we cannot rush to talk about industry. Yet we have a lot of, because currently, whatever is affecting Zimbabwe, it's not like maybe the solutions are not there. But we have people who are benefiting from the current situation. So we solve politics first, then we go back to the principle, say, let's now solve the economy.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have a lot of policies, economically, but they're not yielding any fruit. That shows that economy is not the problem.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is that the political will from our leaders to implement the policy that has been formulated.
Mm-hmm.
I have mentioned maybe a number of new policies before,
mm-hmm.
maybe to go back to the Zim Asset one. On paper, a very good document, but it never yielded any fruit. Why?
Mm-hmm.
The problem lies with the political will to implement the policy that has been formulated. But by implementing them, it means maybe taking them out of office. So that way, Zimbabwe will go anyway. We can't talk about driving industry. We don't have the favorable infrastructure currently to say that maybe we can revitalize industry. We are backdated in terms of machinery and everything else. So,
Prisikisi Mzulu Mongameli, when he was giving Umbiko Akiwa State of the Nation, he procured a lot of stuff from countries such as India.
All right. The issue is, we have heard a lot of talk. This mm-hmm. has come, this has come. But on paper.
That's a good.
Right. As a good currently practical. That's a good one. Because from 2018, elections are way past. We have been hearing this policy. Come on. Let's walk the talk and choke the walk. Time for saying out policies without action, which goes along with that. No, we can't go anywhere as a country like that. And also, we can't go to school. Currently, the government gets such and such, maybe, in China. See, when it's in China, it's gone. See, when you couldn't lose your code.
Hayi Prisikisi, yakuzwa isikhathi esesihlwe ngumango ebhuti, ngiyabonga kakhulu ngenikela kuhlelo namhla.
All right, siyabonga Mike.
Nawe bhuti. So Zimbabwe Omuhle, that was Mnumzana Prisky Ncube. Let's move over to Vusumuzi so that he can wrap up the program. Vusumuzi, uconnecting my bhuti. Vusi, ngibona ngani usetropile. Right, rigaitipi vakajengo mkano kutuwa pedzo uchirongwa. Vakajengo mchirupo parunare. All right, can you wrap it up? Manzo maundro vateleri uyezwe aba mkwananzi uyezwe aba ngube imungati inazo in 1 minute.
Yeah, tunatenda. Tunatenda technology ingati tambe inayo. Let's invest technology. It's broader. It can be ICT. It can be technology in agriculture.
Mm-hmm.
IoT, e-governance, e-learning among work together. Let's remain on a national and international dialogue. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, Wakajengo Nukupinda Mchirongwa. Muri ya Zimbabwe, mtawazo muhle. Sesifikile mafetele neohlelo la muhla. Thank you so much to everybody who contributed. I saw the comments, a lot of them, people were writing. Good evening, VOA. The government is failing to buy water treatment chemicals. What about this dream? Good evening. Aiwa, mure Zimbabwe, tashukwa kumakumu ya chirongwa, sisipigile mapetuleni, anukwenika ine mfaru, ndini Mike Hove, bye-bye!